Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news.
Vicky Gunvalson from The Real Housewives of OC finally has decided to take legal action towards ex-boyfriend Brooks Ayers for his failure to pay her back for over $265,000. Vanderpump Rules stars Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright will be joining fellow co-stars Ariana Maddox and Tom Sandoval in brand new homes in the Valley. And Mercedes Javid from Shaw's The Sunset opens up to People magazine about her pregnancy journey and how she's already received a good dose of mom shaming from internet trolls. We'll end the show discussing our favorite moments that aired on Bravo this week. I will be tackling this mess and more with today's co-host, Ian Luca Toledo. He's an actor, dog lover, and an LA transplant currently living in Brooklyn, and he proudly compares himself to Queen Stassi Schroeder. Welcome.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. Oh my God, I'm so excited. We met on Instagram.
I know, it's the first time I slid into a woman's DMs.
I'm so honored. Well, to get to know you a little better, I'm going to ask you three questions. What is your favorite show on Bravo?
It's a tie between Roni. I know you love it when people agree with you.
Yeah.
That's not why I chose it.
I'm so biased. I'm like, say more.
And here's my bias, Vanderpump Rules.
It's just so good.
It's just phenomenal.
Those are my favorite too.
Not a single cast change. Not one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Except
Long
Laura
overdue.
Lee. Bring Laura Lee back.
Where is Faith?
Right. And what is your least favorite show on Bravo?
Anything Bravo Home.
Yeah.
Anything.
I don't blame you. And the Bravo star that you think should come back to a current franchise?
The entire cast of The Real Housewives of Miami.
I agree. It's so odd that they didn't get past three seasons.
Well, if you're looking at Twitter, if you're looking at Reddit, you definitely see an outpour of love for the Miami cast. People are discovering it on Hulu and on streaming formats. And it really has a cult following. And I think it may come back.
I mean, Leah Black is just such a badass. One, she is so ready for any type of screen time because she has a podcast, and I think she does like a Facebook Live show every week.
And she hangs out with Jeff Lewis a lot.
Yeah, which, I actually hated seeing her on Flipping Out where she was like being mean to Jenny and they were laughing at her. That whole thing made me kind of have like a pit in my stomach. I'm like, Leah, you don't want to get in this muck with all these losers.
She really wants to be back on Bravo. Bless her. I love Leah.
So before the show, you were telling me that you were living in West Hollywood.
Yes.
And you ran into some of the cast members of VPR and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So give me some dirt. Give me a little something I can feed off of.
Alrighty. So when I first moved to LA from Omaha, Nebraska, I went to West Hollywood and I was walking my friend's dog. It was something to like make money at the time. And the dog, it was outside of Guasado's, right across from where Pump would eventually be made. This is 2013, guys. So this is like before Lala. But essentially the dog pooped outside of Guasado's, this taco restaurant, which is very simple, I would say, for who I spotted. And so I just noticed this woman looking at me, peering over my shoulder, eating a taco. And I'm like, why is this woman staring at me, picking up this dog's shit? Like, what the fuck are you looking at? I mean, I'm not trying to be like an asshole. I'm just like, this is very humbling for me right now. And I would rather. And then I like look and I see Lisa Vanderpump. And I turn back around, I look at the puppy, and I'm like, should I say hi?
Did you say hi?
Well, I started walking away, stopped, went back around. I was like, I couldn't help but notice you were looking at my dog. Not my friend's dog. My dog.
I mean, duh.
Yeah. And she's like, it looks like Jiggy. Yeah, and Ken was asleep.
I was going to say, yeah, was Ken, like, strapped up to an IV?
Yeah, and she's really sweet. We spoke for, like, 10, 15 minutes. I had to end the conversation. And she walks around in West Hollywood going from pump to sir. You'll catch every once in a while. And she'll wear, not crop tops, but tops that show off her very flat body. Lisa is really in shape.
Well, I think she's one of those women who pretends like she doesn't work out, but then you know she's a trainer six days a week.
She lets loose off-season, I bet.
Yeah.
There's a reason why her and Brandy got along.
Right. I would die. I saw Lisa Vanderpump when I was at Tom Tom, and that was amazing, but it was just like a walk-by moment where I was like, Lisa, and my friends were like, oh, my God, and everybody at Tom Tom was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Those Vanderpump kids, not even kidding. Every place, if you live in L.A., do not go to Sir, because you're not going to spot them. Go to Skybar the Mondrian, where the infamous Summer Bodies line was dropped.
So good.
I actually had my engagement party there.
Oh.
Before that, but I'm very proud to say that that's where that all happened. Love, nothing but love there. And Brittany served me on Valentine's Day, which actually made me really sad for Brittany.
Yeah, you were saying that this was the year that her and Jax were having issues, so it's so dark that she was like, let me pick up a shift on Valentine's Day.
No, seriously, like, the episode had aired where Jax, I believe, was just screaming at her, and the dogs were terrified underneath the bed, and just see her alone on Valentine's Day. And then like, just seeing Kyle Chan, I don't know if you noticed on Vanderpump.
Yeah. He's like the jewelry designer.
Yeah. So I would go to some of his events, and Ariana and the Toms, like, they wear nothing but him.
Huh.
And it's funny because, like, it's so clearly cross promotion. I would spot them there and what else? Oh, my fiance has seen James buy a couple things on the corner of Pump.
Oh.
I'm not going to say specifically what he bought.
Very interesting. I mean, the fact that he's doing any shady business out in the open is kind of on brand for him. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I own this corner.
Exactly. I'm James Kennedy.
Yeah, he's such a dick. But I love him. Well, thank you for that little update. Let's kind of stay in the OC and talk about the biggest story that has graced the news this week. Vicky Gunvalson from the Real Housewives of OC is suing ex-boyfriend Brooks Ayers. So a little backstory. They had been together for 4 years before announcing that they're breaking up in August 2015. So if you guys don't remember Brooks, he faced cancer. He was like the southern guy who came in to fill Vicky's love tank. And so according to legal documents obtained by E! News, on April 11th, Vicky Gunvalson filed a lawsuit against him for a breach of a written agreement, breach of verbal agreement, fraud, misrepresentation, and other claims over money that he allegedly failed to pay back to his former girlfriend. So the first one was when she loaned him $185,000 in 2011. And then between 2013 and 2015, she loaned him another $81,000 for attorney's fee from some litigation that he was dealing with. So Brooks is Dirty John.
Well, as Andy will remind you,
yeah.
At any given, every single part of that reunion, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. So Vicky, how do you feel about Dirty John? That must have been quite something for you.
Yeah.
And then Vicky just reading the teleprompter, just like, oh, my gosh.
Yes, I guess it is somewhat like Dirty John. Like, she was
starring like Connie Britton of Nashville.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of, I think, a long time coming. We kind of expected this. Last season, it showed that Vicky had, like, the Excel spreadsheet with all of the itemized things that he owed her for. And I'm glad she's finally bringing him to court, because this guy was a shyster.
He's
a shady mother effer.
No, definitely. It's a long time coming, but it also feels like a last second effort to really reclaim her orange in the OC. I'm sure they're about to wrap filming, and she still, in my mind, hasn't been upgraded. She's not going to be upgraded. She's probably dropping this at the last moment. She's hoping those credits pan as soon as she tells the ladies.
Right.
But this feels like a last second ploy. Honestly, I think, Yes, fight him because he wronged you. At the same time, I think she'd be better off just letting it go.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like at this point, it's 4 years after they've broken up. Like, you kind of have to let sleeping dogs lie at a certain point. And also, shouldn't she just be happy with Steve and not be thinking about this guy? Like, also, you were in a relationship and you chose to willingly give him this money. Like, you can't be like, oh, actually, you owe me that money because I gave it to you out of in good faith that maybe one day you'd pay it back. It's like, girl, unless you had like a literally a written contract saying, yes, I will pay you back $185,000.
Like, and Vicky, if you did know or didn't know, the moment it all came out, you should have known you were never going to see a single cent. And also, Andy, just make Brianna the housewife. That way we can keep Vicky around.
But I don't want to see Ryan. Her husband gives me the shiver. I was like, there is something weird about him. And I don't know. When he yelled at Lydia's mom for putting her feet up on the table or something. Like,
well, maybe she can take a page from Gina.
Yeah, right.
Never show him or divorce.
Oh, my God. Well, Brooks is currently living in French Lick, Indiana, which even just the name of that town creeps me out.
I hear a spinoff.
He has been married for a year with new wife Chrissy Ayers. So that potentially also could just have been annoying Vicky too, the fact that he moved on so quickly and is already married while Vicky is sitting around waiting for Steve Lodge to put a ring on it.
They went ring shopping, remember?
Oh yeah, on the trip to Puerto Rico or something, Puerto Vallarta, wherever they were. But I really don't think Vicky's gonna get the ring she wants. I feel like she just finds these men who need homes, are willing to just move in, and then they're like, yeah, whatever.
She's a sugar mama.
Yeah. And then is upset when people spend her money and then leave her. It's like, well, hello, when you really are offering money as, like, your main sense, like, a main thing of currency in your relationship, like, of course people are going to take advantage of that.
Yeah. Poor Vicky. Even she says she regrets divorcing Don, and
that always made me sad because Don, you know, obviously he had his flaws, and I think he was cheating on her, and he was cheating on her, and she was cheating on him. He still was kind of like a nice guy. You could kind of see like he cared about her, and he cared about the kids, and he's still close with Brianna and her children.
Yeah, because look at how they speak of him, and the fact that Vicky has no ill will towards him, and I mean she's still holding on to his life insurance, so clearly she still cares for him.
Oh, my God. Well, moving coast, Real Housewives of New Jersey house husband Joe Giudice obviously has been in the press, you know, for the past, you know, 6 years. But he was transferred from his federal prison to Clinton County Correctional Facility in McElhattan, Pennsylvania, where he's going to remain until a judge decides on his deportation appeal. So we still haven't seen any photos of him since prison, which I'm dying for. Like, I'm dying for that more so than, like, any celebrity child's picture.
I want to see this celebrity fit club body that Teresa has been hyping up since he went inside.
I know. It was, like, 3 days in, and she's like, you should see his body. It's like, girl.
He's got the abs, he's got the chest, and you would love it.
Juicy, juicy. So Joe Gorgo spoke out to some media sources saying he's locked up in a jail cell with bars. The other facility that he was in was not a jail cell. He's having a very, very hard time and really wants to get out. Obviously, being in a jail cell with bars sucks.
Yeah.
But, dude, like, this is what happens when you spend 48 years of your life not taking any steps to become an actual citizen. Like, the whole conversation is obviously difficult because, you know, immigration is such a hotbed topic, like what's happening in our country right now.
There's so many missed opportunities for him to essentially become a citizen. I mean, he is married to Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anything, this sheds light on how ISIS is treating immigrants in general, especially young children are in there. And Joe deserves to sit behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, however, do not.
Yeah.
So at least in some weird way, GC Joe is shedding light on a major epidemic that, you know.
Well, you think, like, if he's really struggling and he's a 48-year-old man, how are these little kids who are being stripped away from
their
parents?
Literally 48 months old, you know.
Alone in these scary detention centers behind bars, and they did nothing wrong other than be a little kid following their parents.
Exactly. And I'm sure this is a wake-up call for Joe, considering that the facility he was at was also where Apollo was at.
Yeah.
And I believe where the Fire Festival guy is at as well.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I heard it on Radio with Andy, the Fire Festival guy. Get cameras inside that prison immediately.
That's the reality
show maybe not,
I want.
Yeah, not the ISIS facility. I mean, I do think they need to be exposed, but where Apollo resides.
Well, Apollo's getting out early, which is crazy.
Oh,
too.
Segue.
Yeah, right. That actually is a perfect segue to Real Housewives of Atlanta news. So Portia Williams, obviously, like, I think the unsung hero of this current season of Atlanta.
And everything Nene wants to be.
Oh, seriously. So Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia Williams is now in some hot water with the IRS for supposedly having $240K in unpaid taxes. So Williams is said to owe the IRS $240K, with bulk of the money coming from her 2017 tax year, because she didn't pay $197,000 a year in taxes. The notice of federal tax lien says, "We have made a demand for payment of this liability, but it remains unpaid. Therefore, there is a lien in favor of the United States on all property and rights to property belonging to this taxpayer for the amount of these taxes and additional penalties, interest, and costs that may occur," which means they could take her house, they could take her car, they could take anything of hers until they get this $240K back. Get an accountant. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
First off, I just want to point out a couple things. One, Portia probably never opened her mail.
No. You know she has a stack of mail in her kitchen.
Dennis was bored one morning, opened it all up, and said, "Hey, the IRS has been wanting to you to pay all of this for a while." And she's like, "Who said that?"
Yeah. I'm just confused. Like, she's like, "Yeah, my ring may have cost $650,000. Well, why don't
return
you
the
put
ring.
Yeah, some of that money towards your taxes. Imagine that.
Her 2013 taxes, what she owes, is what I paid this past year. It's, guys, it's less than $200. It's less than $200, which a lot of people do struggle, definitely. However, if you see the very next year that we're seeing, she jumps up to like five figures.
Yeah, let me get Let me get the numbers. Okay, yeah. So it said in 2010 she owed $405. Reasonable. 2016, nada. Probably didn't work. 2017 bumps up to $37K. 2018 bumps up to $197K. Like, girl.
2016 was the year she was fanned up, probably.
Yeah. But I just wonder, like, how do you not realize you're this far deep into not paying your taxes? Also, how much money is she making?
Yeah.
Well, they make millions on this show, especially Atlanta.
And she has to be making bank. She has a spinoff. Honestly, even the money alone from those three episodes, mm-hmm. as Nene likes to remind her, should be enough to suffice. And also, you don't look at your neighbors like Teresa and realize you should pay your taxes. Or you don't look at the unseen footage of Dorit and go, "Pay your taxes."
Unseen footage of Dorit, right? Because, you know, they have no problem showing financial issues for the African-American people. However,
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
However, the white girls on Beverly Hills. Oh, there's no financial issues there. It's Beverly Hills. It's like, hello. Like, why is there such a double standard?
Yeah. It's funny because you're going to see a lot of marginalized groups get really caught out for things that, sadly, they are afflicted with in this country. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, Bravo is, as much as I love Bravo, really adding to the problem. How come? Because you know they're going to cover this next year with Portia.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and God, poor New York cast goes through the ringer. Beverly Hills has some sort of power, which honestly, get rid of half of them. This isn't reality television. This is glam squads. This is unseen footage.
Also, Glam Squads, where we saw Erika Jane had her husband like sued for $15 million.
Yeah, what is that?
Fund her.
Why isn't Rinna calling that out?
Right? Because Beverly Hills is just... it's just so fake. They're all actors. They're all wannabe actors. They're acting.
They're all failed actors, yeah. Except Kim.
Yeah, right.
Even Brandy Glanville had a Lifetime movie.
Oh, my God.
And she's coming back.
I actually have to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. How have I missed that?
Queen.
Well, moving on to Shaz of Sunset News, Mercedes Javid and her pregnancy journey that has truly been going on for 14 years. This baby, I feel like, has been cooking for so long. So we have been covering this on so many episodes, episode 26, 22, 10, 2. Like, we've been going through it. She finally had her big spread in People Magazine where she broke down all the news about her baby boy, who's going to be coming on May 12th, which is Mother's Day. So she's already saying she's been dealing with mommy shaming. People have been saying she's faking the pregnancy, that her face doesn't look pregnant, her nose doesn't look swollen, the bump isn't big enough, she's using a surrogate, she's making all of this up, she's too old. She's like, shut the fuck up, I'm having a kid. Like,
yeah, honestly, like leave
it.
Her alone.
Yeah.
She gave me the greatest minute of reality television I'd ever witnessed in her wedding episode.
Oh my God.
Where she was recounting a fever dream, diving into the pool, and I will never forget the imagery, her in the stripper pole, her yelling at her fiance, her vows, everything. So leave that woman alone. Honestly, she really did go through a rough pregnancy. I think this is just people being toxic. And if the housewives say family's off limits, I think family should be off limits when it comes to the fandom,
mm-hmm.
The stand-em. And I don't think she faked it. I think MJ has faked a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I have ran into MJ. Oh my gosh. Can I
yeah,
say it?
Yeah, please. Oh my God.
So my brother-in-law got married to his wife in Malibu, and at this hotel, and it was attached to like this bar area. And because it was their wedding, they had already had like a little private room inside. And so essentially, we are heading in. We don't have to wait in line because they got married. They rented out the backyard of the place. And so MJ comes up right behind us and her blonde hair. And the man goes, nope, to the back of the line, miss. And she goes, but you don't know who I am?
Oh.
Pose that card. The guy goes, back to the line.
Yeah.
And guys, I really wanted to be like, she's with us.
Yeah, she's the bridesmaid.
She's with us. She is the bride.
She's my bride.
She's going to find love, and she did. And she found love, so leave her alone, because she got turned away at the club.
Oh, I love Tommy. Like, their love makes me so happy.
What is that spinoff?
That is actually a spinoff I would actually watch. And I remember in the past you were saying they might be moving to Queens because that's where his family is. So if they move to Queens and have like a Tommy spinoff with his family, like loud Irish people from Queens.
Because Shaw's can come to a close with this next season with the baby. And I'd rather see a spinoff between MJ and honestly with this kid and her husband Tommy. And also the mother who I used to work with at Bloomingdale's.
Wait, you would work with MJ's mom?
Well, I worked upstairs at this French boutique called Maj and Sandro, and she worked downstairs in the makeup department, and she would always eat lunch at the Bloomingdale's Cafe, 59th and Lex, by herself.
Shocker.
Because I would always go, like, just grab my lunch and go outside because I don't want to be inside the fucking store anymore than I have to.
I can't believe she works.
Yeah, I'm sure she does it as a hobby.
Yeah,
but I would love to see that show where they all move to Queens, much rather than, say, Brittany and Jax trying to get season 2 of Kentucky, but in the Valley.
God. I can't even see those two on screen anymore. It's making me... I do not want to see her pregnancy journey. That, her inability to not drink 5 shots of tequila on vacation. Like, I can't even imagine 9 months of
She's
going
to
no
find
drinking.
A way to justify something horrendous.
She's like, my mom told me she smoked and drank one out. She was pregnant with me, and look how great I turned out. It's like...
And we may get the entire 9 months of her pregnancy, guys. They're rumored to be shooting year-round.
I know, or at least being talked to.
Oh,
I mean, I'd watch it. Well, this is actually a perfect segue into Vanderpump Rules news. Jax and Brittany are buying a house in the Valley.
Leave Sheena Marie alone if you're moving to the Valley.
Sheena from Marina. So Katie Maloney Schwartz was on Watch What Happens Live, and Andy was asking her what their plans are, and supposedly they're in escrow in a house in the Valley, too. Tom and Ariana just bought a house in the Valley. Jax and Brittany now are buying a house in the Valley. Supposedly, I heard Sheena's buying a house in Palm Springs. Which, like, girl, what?
I guess it's it's not even really a halfway point between Vegas and LA. That would be the stupidest mistake on her. And move to Vegas and get that spinoff.
I think that's probably what she'll do. I think she'll be, like, the head bitch in charge on the Vanderpump Vegas spinoff, if there is one. Which I kind of think there has to be.
There has to be. I mean, they didn't do it for Pump. I don't think they're going to do it for Tom Tom.
Well, I think at this point, Vanderpump Rules is, like, phasing out of them being poor actors and actresses working in a restaurant. Half of them don't work there because they can't because they're too famous.
Unless it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, they've been growing up for the past 10 years, and they're hitting 40.
Well, yeah, that's another thing where they're like, they're finally growing up. I'm like 40 years old, Lisa, and like, they're finally
Lisa,
growing
at the
up.
End of every season, I've seen these young lads and gals grow up throughout the years. And yes, some of them have pissed me off. Kristen.
Yeah. But how can they really sell this show anymore as, like, we're strappy, young, poor kids in West Hollywood, and they're all buying million-dollar homes. It's like
In the Valley, which is, like, an hour away. So I can't wait for next season where all of them complain about having to visit Tom and Jack. Also, this is just Jack in a dick-measuring contest. He wants to be his number one. I believe Tom and Ariana have the funds to actually purchase the $2 million home. I believe that Jax, considering how much his nose sniffles, does not have the funds because, one, he doesn't have a restaurant. I haven't seen beer cheese anywhere, not even at Tom Tom.
Yeah. Beer cheese.
Beer cheese.
Mammals, beer cheese. It's like, oh my gosh. She's like, there's a lot. They're like Googling, like, how to start a business. It's like, oh my God. This is the blind leading the blind.
And you know, all it really is them melting a bunch of like
Velveeta.
Not even Velveeta. Kraft Singles. And putting a Corona Light on top. That's all it is. Yeah. They got stoned and just had that. Meanwhile, like, Lala.
Oh, God. Lala is such a tragic figure this season. Well, she also obviously has a house with Randall that they're.
Which we never see.
Well, I think.
Maybe now.
I think it's a disservice to viewers that they even allow Lala to be on the show without showing her life. Like, why is that fair? How is that fair to us? Like, this is a reality show. We're supposed to be seeing their lives. Randall's this character we talk about. I want to see Randall and Lala fighting.
I have a theory.
Uh-oh.
So, guys, go to Watch What Happens Live's YouTube channel and see where Andy had all of the Vanderpump ladies. He does not smile. He does not laugh at any one of them. This was around the time where baby Ben was about to be born, I'm sure, so I'm sure he was stressed out. He only cracked a smile, only laughed when Lala was making outrageous statements about her and Randall's, like, finances and, like, how her lifestyle is. I think he's prepping her to be a real housewife of Beverly Hills.
I mean, her...
And I think that's when we'll see everything.
I think the work on her face is showing that she's about to be ready to be a real housewife.
But, oh, my God. Rena.
She's aged, like, 15 years in the past 3 years with all of her work done, and... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Lala. I know she's going through a lot this season because, like, her dad passing, and obviously that's really tragic and just the worst loss ever. However, she's just being so cruel to Billy. Her entire thing with Randall, I think, is insane. Her being like, yeah, well, if he... What, I can find another dick to suck to get on a PJ. It's like, that's all you have in your relationship is this, like, sexual hold on him.
If she has a housewife tagline, it's going to be... Some housewives have PKs. I have PJs.
And BJs. She's an idiot.
She's an idiot. I do wish her all the best because I really loved when she came in. She totally came in as a replacement for Stassi.
Yeah.
Back then, she looked like Miley Cyrus's like sister. Mm-hmm. Like a sister of Miley Cyrus. Like, she was very bright-eyed and not necessarily bushy tail. She certainly was chasing some tail.
Yeah, right. Well, she also lived in Stassi's old apartment. So it was weird that, like, she really did come on as kind of, like...
I love Stassi, and I love Bo, and...
I have, like, my I have mixed feelings on Bo, but this actually kind of...
He's too perfect.
I mean, yeah. I think he might be a pretty good actor, too. I feel like...
Well, haven't you seen that movie with him and Kristen where they make out?
Oh, my God. No.
I haven't seen it.
I need to do a deep dive on that. I'm going to do a deep dive episode where we go...
Coming soon, our Patreon, where we review every music video that Tom Sandoval has been in, that sorority movie with Lala... Yeah.
I mean, like, that was an amazing idea, and now I'm opening a Patreon. You guys are welcome. You'll be on my first episode.
Oh, down.
Will
I'm
we
so
do the
down.
Row? What is it? Lala's The Row?
The Row. Oh. It's on Hulu.
Okay, done. We'll record it in a week.
I'm done, actually.
This leads actually to my favorite moment of the week, which was Raquel from Vanderpump Rules begging everybody on the cast to go to her and James's puppy shower. Oh, my God. The whole thing was so tragic. And she was so surprised that everybody said no. Aww. Like, girl, they don't dislike you. They dislike your boyfriend. And you're and he's the reason you're in this group. So you can't be mad. And then she goes back to James and she's like, well, maybe if you didn't act like this, they'd like me. It's like, no. No. Mm-hmm. That's not how this works. Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, I love how offended Stassi pretended to be because she didn't come up with the concept. She's like, fuck, that could have been a chapter in my book. But I think Raquel means well. I don't think she's necessarily thinking.
No.
But she's beautiful.
Well, just think she's like 21 or 22.
Yeah, she's still so young. I mean, and James is too.
Well, she's, like, asking Jax, who's a 40-year-old, literally 19 years older than her.
Yeah.
And she's like, will you come to my puppy shower? And he's like...
The wrong person to ask is Jax, first off. Like, and next week, I'm sure we're going to see her ask Tom and Ariana, and that's going to blow up.
I think they'll say yes, probably.
I think... I don't think so. Oh, I think Ariana is going to try to not go, find a reason to not go. And I think Tom Sandoval is going to actually show up. Because Tom Sandoval means well with the Melted Snowman.
Tom Sandoval is like, I don't know, I really like Sandoval this season. I feel like he's like a really good guy at the end of the day. He like, I don't know, sometimes
he deserves Tom, not like Schwartz.
Schwartz deserves nothing. Schwartz
deserves nothing. My favorite moment comes from our other favorite show. Actually, I remember now, it wasn't Roni, it was Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It was when Denise Richards, so sorry about that. It's when Denise Richards... didn't tell the rest of the group how Vanderpump was late.
I know. Well, I think...
St. Denise.
Denise is actually, like, a real person. She's like, oh, whatever. Denise was 2 hours late to her own wedding. She's probably like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I just sat there and
waited. Stoned. She just had a night with Aaron, and she was in a whole nother place.
Right? She's like,
in heaven.
Like, that's all she cares about.
I don't get the hype about Mauricio when you have Aaron.
I mean, hello. Like, I just think, like, Teddy last season with, like, the, what's her name, Dorit being late for 45 minutes. Like, yeah, that's obnoxious, and I get it, but
Denise
get the fuck over it. Why is it a whole season storyline between the two of you?
Have you noticed that every year... there's somebody who tries to come in and be the cool girl, and it just comes across a bit tryhard. We had it with Erica Jane. We had it, which at first it was fascinating, but then it became a bit contrived.
So
and,
played out at
and,
this point.
Yeah, and Dorit tries to keep it up. And I thought Teddy was actually cool until this season.
Yeah, same.
And St. Denise is really carrying the torch of actually being legitimately cool. In a way that I think is really refreshing for the show, and the fact that she has maturity, which is what we need, because there's nobody to root for on Beverly Hills.
Also, people forget, like, Denise Richards is a major, major, major celebrity. Like, Kyle Richards coming in being like, I was a child actress. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're a nobody. You were a nobody then, and now you're just a housewife and Paris Hilton's aunt.
Yeah.
Denise Richards is like, yeah, you know, I've only been in, like, 70 movies, married to Charlie Sheen, kind of a big deal.
Have an iconic movie moment.
But also, like, completely humble. You would never know she's a kajillionaire. I like when there was, I can't remember what the context was, but it was like, Erica was like, oh, I'll give you $50 to do this. And she's like, I don't need $50.
I don't need $50. And also, she, like, shows up appropriately dressed to the dinner at your friend's hotel room.
And then, like, Erica's been in, like, hair and makeup for, like, 6.5 hours.
Meanwhile, Dorit.
Dorit's going into massive debt just to get,
Dorit's
like, a
cashing
ponytail.
In every single Venmo
yeah, right.
just to pay for her eyelashes yeah. to get glued on.
Yeah, she, like, goes out to drinks with Kyle, and she's like, I'll pick up the tab. And then, like, 6 days later, she's, yeah. like, Venmoing Kyle for $28.97, like, for her 2 glasses of rosé.
I love Denise. And the purest thing I think we have besides Stephanie Holman on Bravo.
I love her. I totally mm-hmm. agree. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find you on Instagram and see all your cool acting things?
Well, I wish you could see my acting things, but they were only holiday campaigns, and it's no longer Christmas. you can find me on Instagram at IanLucaToledo, and I have a couple things that I'm really excited to push out towards the end of the year, And this, honestly, thank you, because this is a step towards the right direction of making
Yay.
Those things possible.
Amazing. Well, I'm so glad you're here, and you will have to come back again. And we have to do a Row recap. We have to watch it.
Oh, I'm so down, honestly.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you again.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have any hot takes, gossip, or info about Bravo TV, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com. While you're at it, make sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and check back every Monday and Thursday for a new episode all about your favorite Bravo celebrities.